Happy holidays!
How happy are they?
Well, for you, extremely happy.
Why?
Because you got what you wanted for Christmas.
It's sitting in my lap right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what's going on in my lap as we speak, but it's sitting in my lap, definitely.
I just see him caressing something. It's
yeah, like, you're caressing and rubbing. And
nice, huh?
Under the table, too.
I don't want to know what's going on under there.
Yeah. That makes it worse, man.
Not from, like, Lover's Lane.
Here you go, honey. I knew you always wanted this.
Thanks, Mom L. Appreciate it. Oh, no, I got
Mom L was good to Scott L, wasn't Mom L?
You know, you guys are borderline ripping on me now. I know you
no,
are.
No,
no. I took hits last night from my grandma, Fat Jesus and the Reverend. They were making fun. I was complaining because I had to go to bed. You know, I wanted to get to bed at a reasonable hour last night. I'm like, you know, grandma's coming over tomorrow. So just put two and two together on the grandma jokes that happened. That's after about seven beers and about three shots of tequila. So I took a lot of hits, man. And, well, regardless, yes, I did get the present, the ultimate, well, according to me, the ultimate Christmas present, with his Slayer soundtrack to the Apocalypse. If you go to the Ghostly Talk website, you'll see it up in my journal with the word owned under it, because
yes,
I own it now.
You owned it.
I got to thank Mom L for this, like, God, just like forever, because, you know, usually, I think we discussed this last year, like, you know, Christmas last year was funny, because, you know, every year, I know for in my house, like in the Lambert house, I stop by to visit my parents, and around the holidays, it's the same thing, which is basically Mom going, "What do you want for Christmas?" And me going, "I don't want anything. I don't need anything." And then I'll come across something that I can never really afford or really don't want to spend the money on, but I really, really want, and I usually get that. So this year, it was like premeditated. Usually, my mom will surprise me, but it was premeditated this year in that sense that I'm like, "Okay, Mom, you want to buy me something? I want you to buy me this $90 box set by Slayer."
Ooh.
And she's like, "Oh, it's Christmas." I'm like, yeah, and what a better Christmas present for your son. I mean, come on. So she shelled out $90 for this thing for me, man.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, this is like the coolest Christmas present ever. I don't want to go into describing it because people don't care anyways. I'm gloating. I'm just like in my glory right now.
Well, there's a picture of it.
There's a picture on the site. You can click on the link and it'll take you right to like all the crap this thing has in it, which is like CDs upon CDs and like backstage passes and books and blood pack CDs with blood all over the place. And just,
awesome.
It's pretty damn cool, dude. So if you're a Slayer fan, which I know there's a bunch of them out there to listen to this show, you need to pick this up. You need to shell out the money. I didn't have to, but you're going to have to shell the money out.
Because it's post-Christmas.
Well, it's
now,
limited edition.
Yeah.
I think there's only like 5,000 copies of this thing, too.
Oh, wow.
That's all they're going to make of this thing, too. I'm not sure. They'll probably sell them. They probably already sold them all out, and they're probably going to, oh, we'll make 5,000 more.
Yeah.
You know,
totally
so.
Limited into infinity.
But if you're a real metal fan, if you're a real, you want to call yourself a real metalhead, you need to pick this up. And I'm totally pimping Slayer right now. This is sick, but you know, I mean, they rule. So I'm sure Kerry King or like Tom Araya from Slayer is listening to this show right now too, and he's going, "Wow, dude, guy like Slayer.
Oh my gosh, he's really promoting our stuff."
And I'm like, yeah,
we don't even have a deal with them.
I'm like totally PRing these guys for free. It's sick.
But no,
beautiful.
It's something you like, and
no,
I think that's,
cool.
That's important.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Well, I got a set of wiper blades for the Death Scort, which I already put them on, and I also got an inflatable...
You got wiper blades?
Wiper blades for the Death Scort. And then I also got an inflatable twin-size air mattress for camping.
Now, wait, did you get that... Was that from our... Well, from the...
We have an exchange... No, we have an exchange present.
Oh, because that was in that catalog that Bonnie... They had those inflatable
mattresses.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I didn't get it from
that. I was like this close to getting one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I need a microwave more.
Well, you hadn't, have you gone camping
not
with
in
us?
Not a while, not yet. No, not with, well, no.
See, because Michigan Ghostbusters/Ghostly Talk, we seem to go camping for some reason quite
and a bit. And I always seem to have a show or something going on that weekend, too.
Yeah, that's true. But we seem to go camping in these remote haunted places and things like that. Like when we went up to Hikey's Tomb and we went out west.
It's cheap.
It's very cheap.
Oh, I know
it's
cheap.
But sleeping on the ground and being, you know, 30 years old, it just doesn't jive anymore. So I had to do something. Yeah,
no,
so I asked for an inflatable air mattress. And the cool thing about this one is the little inflator unit... Mm-hmm. Takes 4 D-sized batteries.
Oh, it's got its own little pump because your black lungs can't blow it up anyway.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, this rocks.
So, pop spot out. blow with, you know, blow air.
Blow
oh,
air
sure.
in. And I'm like, yeah, well,
two words, air compressor. Thank you. No, I can't blow
that
thing
up. Where it doesn't work for me anymore, yeah.
He dug his land there. Can somebody
at least I'm fairly comfortable not laying directly on the ground at that point. I'm laying on this, like, 1/8.
Well, you're going on the ground one way or the other. Mattress or not, you're going down.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, this is Ghostly Talk. This is our last Ghostly Talk of 2003.
Yeah, the last show of
2003. This is the last show of 2003.
Did this year fly?
It went, like, just gangbusters. I can't even believe it.
I can't. I mean, really, man. I mean, you know, we talked a long time ago. Like, I think back in February. And we discussed some, well, it was concerning subjects. We'll just leave those between me and you. Though.
Yeah.
We're bros and we can do that. It's our show.
And,
so.
Yeah.
But you, one thing you told me that was that stuck with me, and we discussed this last weekend, actually, gentlemen, was, Scott, you know, you're freaking out right now. You're a wreck. I know. You're ripping your hair out. You're beating yourself up.
I remember
but
that.
You're not going to even know what's going to happen to you, like, this time next year.
Exactly.
And we're just about there.
Exactly.
I'm like, breaching the pinnacle of 29 years here in February, and like at this time last year, I was wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I was a wreck mentally. I don't know how I kept it together. But
you actually did
have to agree with that. You were a wreck.
but you did really, really well.
I was torn up.
I was torn up, man. I don't know how you survived it, but you did.
It's not a pity session regardless, but I was just thinking about that. Just how different things are now. There's just so many different things in all of our lives, I think. How fast things change, especially the older you get. Just bam, 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 bam. Things just change like one day after another, it seems. And like, well, just the show, for instance, is just it's a whole different world now for us.
Well,
it really is.
Yeah, one thing that's changing in our lives, of course, because we're part of Ghostly Talk, is Ghostly Talk itself. It's
There's
just going
on.
Absolutely terrifically.
Yeah, we're trying to. It's very difficult now to try to even keep up with the email. To be
honest.
And there's, you know, there's people that have emailed us that I have not gotten back with,
and vice versa. I've
there's a young lady from Australia. There's a young lady from Australia. Oh, I forgot her name. I don't want to say her name on the air, anyways. But she's probably listening. I'm sorry. We will get back with you. No, she sent a very, very cool email.
Yeah.
And she's really into this stuff, and she sent some very flattering comments. And thank you. Tonight. I'll do it tonight. I promise. I'll email you back tonight.
Cool.
I'm really trying to stay on top of that. I know you are, too, and it's so difficult.
I'm working on it, yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to really be... What are you, boy? Will's got that mic like a soldier.
He's
like, I got something to say, and you're gonna shut up now.
I had 3.5 hours of sleep. I'm just sitting here going.
He's like holding on to the mic. Like if he doesn't let's go, he's just gonna hit the floor. He's holding on to the mic.
It's holding him up.
No,
it's the other way around.
There's just a lot of different things going on right now. We're like,
well, 2004.
Oh God.
Promises to start out as like a banner year. I mean,
if we're gonna start out good, it could suck the rest of the year.
Yeah, we don't know what's gonna happen after that. But, I mean, there's already confirmed guests. If you go to our website, www.ghostlytalk.com, you'll see our confirmed guests right on the front page.
We've been, like, really hammering it out trying to get people. We've been trying to get new people on. Bringing people back. I want to bring Heidi Hollis back. I want to bring Mark Russell Bell back because he's got some very important stuff about Bigfoot.
He's doing stuff with Bigfoot.
We want to talk about that. So we're going to be bringing some of these people back, but we're bringing new people on.
Right.
The people that we've been aspiring at for the last couple of years. So we're just like blown out geeked right now.
The one that I'm totally 100% geeked about has got to be Pat Fitzhugh.
Oh, God, yes.
Because we talked about him indirectly on the show about...
Well, we talked about the Bell Witch in depth. And, you know, we had to be very careful because Pat don't mess around.
No. Every single webpage on his websites say, you know, this is my material. Don't touch it.
If you touch it, I'm going to lop your head off and set it on fire and laugh at you.
So we had to be, like, extremely careful to find things that were mentioned on other websites.
But he's coming on. He was, like, more than happy. I mean, we emailed him and... I couldn't believe it. He was like, "Oh God, I love you guys' show. This is great! Like, wow, this is so cool, man."
So I'm extremely, extremely flattered and honored that he's going to be on the show.
I'm just flattered these people know about us. These are the people who are like, these guys are the real deal. These guys are out there. Like, these guys do not mess around. You know,
right? I mean, because we're amateur ghost hunters and amateur broadcasters,
yeah.
Right? And we go around and we've got a little bit of notoriety probably here in Michigan for ghost hunting.
Yeah,
and we've got. You know, notoriety through Ghostly Talk, but
then billions of screaming women, in various states of undress,
Ghostly
Talk,
Ghostly Talk. But I just, these people, to be able to talk to these people.
Yeah, it is.
To Pat Fitzhugh, to Aaron Donahue, to all the folks who are...
Let's lay out the grid so far.
Okay.
Okay. January 18th, we have Troy Taylor coming
out.
Troy Taylor. PrairieGhost.com. Come on.
I mean,
it's probably the most popular ghost hunting site on the net now.
Yeah, it's like that in Shadowland.
Yeah.
I mean, those are it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ghostly Talk. But yeah, I mean,
dude, your head's not gonna be able to fit in the room. I'm kidding.
I had to throw that in. I mean, you know, it just seems it's like dangling there.
Just hanging in front of us. Come on.
But
come on.
No, I mean, Shadowlands, Prairie Ghost. Those are the two tops.
So having Troy Taylor on the show is gonna be a real treat.
Troy Taylor on January
February 1st.
Oh,
Mr. Aaron C. Donahue.
Yeah, that actually though is bittersweet.
It's very sweet.
It's bittersweet. I think.
Well, bittersweet. I understand what you're saying.
Because he doesn't plan on doing any more appearances after this at all.
He's
going to actually follow his dream after this.
And he's
going to
start doing music. He's going to do art, music, which is just, hey, you need a bass player, by the way? I'll take that chance in a second. He's going to come on the show one more time and talk to us for a couple more hours. There's a lot of things he wanted to discuss with us. Now, here's something strange. Now, last weekend, I got in contact. Well, last weekend, we knew how the show went last weekend. That was just, it was a train wreck, basically. And it was pretty good for him.
I don't know. I thought it was classic.
Oh, it was great. It was great. The first half an hour sucked because we lost the server.
Oh.
You were at the airport. And you
that's
were doing
normal.
You,
yeah.
you were out picking people up.
Isn't it was that just, normal, it was, though?
Well,
yeah,
somewhat, yeah. Relatively.
Happened.
But Aaron, well, over last
well,
weekend.
Well, this week is not starting out all that wonderful either.
Why?
Well, we're missing 99% of our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, although the 1% that counts is listening. We've got Scott K. listening,
oh,
of course.
Well,
and
he's a man.
Scott K., he does, oh, the intro?
Mm-hmm. He did, he actually wrote the song. He wrote the song, Ghostly Talk.
Right, he wrote
the song. I think that's the name of the song. Is that the name of the song?
The intro. I don't know if
Ghostly
Talk has a name.
I don't know.
Are you ready for some Ghostly Talk, I guess?
Okay, yeah, all right.
Out.
Like playing a 45 of that.
And
then, it'll be at Harmony House.
A CD single and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. But the, you know, he wrote that. He's from stagehandtools.com.
Yeah, check his stuff out.
And so he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a handful of other folks listening because I as soon as I found out that we didn't know what happened, where is Pioneer Radio?
Yeah.
We can't talk to them on IRC. We can't talk to them. We're like trying to get a hold of them, but... Then we had to do a show. So, so we don't know what's up with the, you know, Pioneer 1, Pioneer 2, mm-hmm. Pioneer 3. We have no clue what's going
on
with Pioneer because we can't
Which
get
probably
ain't going
to matter to a lot of you because you're listening to an archive right now. Like, what are they complaining about?
Yeah, so it's already started out similarly to
last week, except
for the server hasn't crashed.
Well, last weekend, though, Jennifer Sharp,
mm-hmm.
Aaron's sister, emailed me.
Yes.
And was like, hey, remember me? And I'm like, hey, are you kidding me?
How can you forget?
Yeah. And I emailed her back, and then Aaron emailed me the next day.
Right.
On Sunday. He's saying, hey, man, I've been trying to get in contact with you. What's going on? Haven't you been receiving my emails?
And when you told me this on the phone, I said, email him back every cell phone we have.
Oh, yeah, of course. So
you know,
he got our home addresses, our blood types.
Aaron can have everything of ours that he possibly wants, you know.
So, well, he emailed and said, hey, I was trying to get a hold of you guys because I want to get on the radio because I remote viewed Saddam Hussein's capture previous to this.
Right.
And I wanted to get on and talk about that, and it happened. And I'm so bummed right now. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Oh,
I think I'm beyond bummed right now.
Yeah, because that would have
been,
for us as broadcasters, that would have been the scoop of the century.
Yeah, exactly.
It really would have been. Scoop
exactly.
of the century. And
so, we'd have turned into complete media whores then. And but I'm like, well, I'm getting your emails now. I have very good email, thanks to Doug. We all have very good email, thanks to Doug.
Right.
Aside from the thousand, like... He was telling me my penis is too small.
Well,
it's a pretty good email. I get what I'm supposed to get. Right?
We have extremely very public email addresses.
Yeah, so
sometimes fortunately,
and for some reason everybody in the world that listens to the show thinks that Doug and Will and myself have small penises for some reason. I assure you, we don't.
And small breasts.
We need, yeah.
Small breasts, yeah.
We have small breasts, small penises.
No, we're hung everywhere it counts. Just leave it at that. Okay. So quit with the email, all right?
Hey, what else? Oh, there's several other things they want us to do, you know. But
apparently I need Viagra too.
Yeah, we must.
I'm 29. I mean, I'm getting up there, but I mean, I don't need Viagra.
But like, we're not quite in Bob Dole's category yet.
No. No, I will ever be there. I hope not.
But
Aaron is like, I've been trying to get in contact with you. I have not. I mean, I haven't heard back from you. What's going on? You know, and he's like, he emailed. He CC'd us into an email to Jennifer, going, "This is my last attempt to him. If I don't get an email back from him, I'm just going to stop emailing him." And I'm like, no, here, I'm
yeah,
here. Hi,
here's you know? Our cell
Hello,
number.
Hey,
here's
yeah,
everything
so I sent him everything
we could want.
I sent him all of our personal information, and I got to thinking. I'm like, why? I've never had a problem like this before in my life, as far as my email goes. I always get my email.
Right. I even get the email I don't want.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so, yeah. Why didn't we get? Now let's just take this into a case.
Conspiracy
example.
Theory. I mean,
now, I'm paranoid as can be now. I'm horribly paranoid. And I'm thinking...
We were talking about that last week.
If this was to happen...
Can you be too paranoid?
Yeah, if this was to happen, though, if Aaron was to email us and go, dudes, I need to get on your show now and talk about this, and then this happened. Well, first of all, I mean, lottery numbers, lottery numbers, fine. That's very good, Aaron, but you just basically predicted the future.
Right.
And you proved it to us, okay? Was there somebody out there that knew that?
Well, you know, I mean, I know the servers.
It sounds nuts.
That are in
it
here.
Sounds nuts. I know.
But can somebody intercept email that I? It can be done.
It sounds nuts.
It
I'm probably
really
gonna be chastised all the way to hell for this one. But I've been thinking about it a little bit, and it's just an idea. I'm like, you know, how? Aaron says he's been trying to contact me.
Well, you know, he is well known in the government.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that they monitor him somewhat in some way.
I'm sure they monitor us too.
Oh, I'm positive of that.
He sends an email to us saying, "Hey, I know Saddam Hussein's going to be captured.
I need to talk about it.
I need to get on the air and do it. Why would the government might not have wanted, you know?
Would they intercept that? I mean, could
could they have done that?
I'm sure they've got hackers that can do that.
It scares the hell out of me.
It's physically possible.
It scares me to death. If that was the case, now we're talking hypothetical here. Who knows what happened? We'll never know what happened. But if I get an email from Aaron, as far as our guests go. You know, we try to give them priority, of course, because we want them to be on the show, and they help us out as much as we help them out. So we want to make sure we get a hold of those guys. If I got an email from Aaron, I'd be like, whoa, hey!
Yeah, I mean, stop the presses. Yeah. I mean, yeah, an email from Aaron, from Michelle White Dove, from
anybody,
Russell Bell,
from
people we've talked to, the people who are fascinating to us, we would have, I mean, we respond instantly, one of us does.
So
instantly.
In essence, I mean, we have to apologize to Aaron, because it's like, sorry, we didn't know, but... You know, something's weird here. I haven't really discussed it with Aaron. Maybe he'll hear the show and go, "Hey, Scott, I think you're right."
I wonder. Well, he could probably tell the truth.
Hopefully.
He would not. I mean, he would be able to go into his meditation trance or whatever he does and find out what happened.
Yeah,
because he could remote
maybe,
the
maybe
path.
I would like to discuss. I might actually try to contact.
I know that I did not get an email.
I didn't get anything. None of us got anything.
The first thing that happens when we get an email from Jennifer Sharp or from Aaron Donahue or certain other
people.
Yeah.
Phone calls abound. We're calling.
Yeah. All of a sudden, boom, we are on ourselves. Oh, did you see the emails?
Doug, wake up.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. And
because we love these people. They're wonderful. They've done a lot of work. They've given us a lot of help.
Oh, gosh,
and
yes.
It's like, I stress that point because it's like, what's going on here? Why didn't we... Now, usually, Aaron emails me directly.
Right.
He don't really email Ghostly Talk at Ghostly Talk, which he goes to all three of us, obviously.
Right. Ghostly Talk at ghostlytalk.com goes to all three
of us. Yeah, it'll go to all of us. We're all...
And then whoever sees it first answers.
Yeah.
And then they CC the list,
yeah,
and then that way
we
know
what's going on.
It answered. Yeah.
So, it probably would have went to me. I didn't get anything. I check my email like 50 times a day. I didn't get anything. And it really has been bugging me since last weekend. Why
were those intercepted?
Were these emails intercepted for a reason? I mean, and I hate to say, put us up on a soapbox like that, but it's like, okay, so if this was to happen, if it was to happen, that would have been huge. That would have been ridiculous. Going, yeah, okay, Aaron, whatever you say. And then a week later, hey, guess what happened, man? Saddam Hussein was captured.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to realize we got the email well, you know, when it was CC'd to us, when, you know, emailed to Jennifer.
Yeah.
After 17 was captured. So then, at this point, there's no way he can predict it now.
Well, that's the problem.
Right.
So there's
why it got through.
Well, there's an issue with conjecture,
that,
too.
Man. Right. Well, in theory, that one could have easily gotten through.
Right.
They would have said, bah, it's too late now. Let him go on and talk about all he wants.
And that's the thing, you know. I mean, I'm sure
if there were people intercepting.
I'm sure there's going to be opinions out there, and I'm open to them, obviously. Well, yeah, it's really easy for him to email you now and say that now that it's already happened, Scott. Well, yeah, I can acknowledge that. I can acknowledge that completely. But we get our email around here. We have very good email. We're not on AOL. We get our email. So it bugs me. It really bothers me.
Yeah, so the only way that did not come through is something interfered.
The gods of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to send me my email.
Kind of scary.
It kind of makes me nervous a little bit because it's like, I mean, well, myself personally, I'm turning into a complete... It seems everywhere I go, I'm arguing with somebody now. I was at a show last night, just trying to hang out and have some beers, and this guy was wearing this excellent T-shirt. It said "Democracy" on the top of it, and in the center was like a B-1 bomber. We deliver. And I saw this guy, I'm like, hey man, that's a pretty cool T-shirt, man. You're a true patriot. That's pretty cool, man. And we got into it. So we started talking, and then some other guy's like, hey man, you're wrong, man. So we bah, and there's beer flying everywhere and shouts.
Oh my god!
But it's all a discussion. It really is. It makes me nervous, though. It really makes me nervous, and I hate to dive into this any more than we have to because this is a show about the paranormal. But I just wanted to throw that out there to people, for people to think about. You know, is our email being monitored like that? Is it really being monitored like that? I can just hear him now. Scott, you look at more porn than anybody I've ever seen in my life. What are you talking about? You're lying.
At least
really, let's look at this log right here.
Wait a minute. Here's our log.
Aaron's already probably remote viewed that anyway.
Yeah. Scott, you're going to be in big trouble in a couple of weeks. Well, what happened? You're a perv. So, think about it. You might want to think about that if you're sending personal information, if you're sending questionable information, whatever information you want to think of through email, you might want to, well, hey, let's pick up the phone. Okay, let's monitor that, too.
Well, the thing
hey, what are you going to do? Let's start sending smoke signals. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, yeah, the problem is, like, there's no real way to contact us except through email.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've talked to us, we've undoubtedly given you cell phone numbers.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, you know, because the 888 number, you know, it's open now, but when it's not during a show, it's busy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's busied out because I'm using that line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you dial the 888 number not during a show, it's like, you just get a busy signal.
Yeah. So
it's just, so there's no real way to contact us except through email. But if our email is...
if it's being intercepted.
What's up?
What's
going
on
How here? Can we do this?
And how can we get around this, too?
That's a good question.
Doug,
I don't
know.
You're
the brain. Come on, dude.
I have to think about it.
Okay.
Okay, brain.
Okay.
So, something to think about, but... Regardless, though, February 1st, Aaron Donahue is going to be on Ghostly Talk again for his final media appearance.
Which is
going to be...
It's bittersweet.
It is bittersweet.
Because it's fantastic to talk to him, and I learn so much every single time, and it opens my mind up, you know, tenfold. I mean, just like an amazing amount, and to know that, you know, he's going to go pursue other interests.
It's an honor to have him on, and him thinking about us to do his last media appearance, too.
Yeah.
It really... touches us. That
and the cool thing about Ghostly Talk is the archive will be up there for everyone forever.
Forever,
so.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we can keep it there. I don't know. Every time you download it, some big X comes on the screen. Says, you can't have this.
Error number 472.
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know.
February 8th.
CIA error.
Yeah. It goes right to the CIA website. February 8th, we have Mr. Pat Fitzhugh. We already mentioned him.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, there's
something amazing.
Important to talk about this also is, I mentioned it to you before the show. You weren't here yet. Grandma L.
Yeah.
Grandma L.
Yeah.
Who lives down south. Let's just say she lives down south.
Yeah.
She's offered her facilities for us to stay. If we want to go down, speaking of Pat Fitzhugh and the Bell Witch, if we want to go to Adams, Tennessee and investigate this ourselves, however much we can, I'm sure there's plenty of people go through there every summer.
Oh, yeah.
Going, hey, where's the witch at? we have facilities. Grandma L is prepared to cook.
Ooh.
She's prepared to
hook it up. Southern cooking.
Yeah, oh, Grandma L hooks it up. You go to Grandma L's house. I spent a week there like 2 summers ago, and I felt sick when I came home. Not because, like, you know, she's a bad cook. It's because you eat nonstop.
Right.
In fact, she took me to Shoney's. I don't know if anybody's ever been to a Shoney's before. And I got there, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to kill this salad bar. And I'm like, I'm not hungry. I'm too much. What's wrong, Sky? Why aren't you eating?
I'm full from all the other stuff.
Have you already? All the other stuff you shoved down my throat with a plunger. So she's prepared to give us her facilities.
Oh, that's awesome.
If we
want to
go down there and hang out, we can work these details out. But there may be, this summertime, this is 2004, there may be like a remote ghostly talk going on from down south.
That would be awesome. Well, the thing is, if we go down to, you know, anywhere near Adams, if we could go during Kate Fest, is there going to be a Kate Fest 2004?
I have to find out.
We'll know in February, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll talk to the man himself. But yeah, if there's a Kate Fest, I would just absolutely love going to Kate Fest.
Absolutely. That'd be so cool.
And that's actually toward the end of the year.
We're going to have to do a little bit of driving, but
yeah,
we'll have a warm bed to sleep in, and it'll be cheap. It'll be super cheap. We'll basically be paying for gas.
Right.
You know, and just you know, drugs and all the good stuff. You know, the case of Diet Pepsi in the truck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, cigarettes.
It's not illegal to transport Diet Pepsi across state line, is it?
I don't know. I can just see that now. What you got in the back of that truck there, boy?
Well, the U-Haul has all Diet Pepsi.
Somebody breaks out a ghostly talk business card. Well, you see, sir, we're from an internet talk show. Okay, boy, why don't you get out of the car, boy?
Get out, Freddy.
Get on here on the side of the road, boy. I won't talk to you, boy. I've been pulled over down south, so I know it's exactly like it is in the movies.
Oh, no.
You know the speed limit is 65 miles an hour on I-75, boy? Mm-hmm. No, sir. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess that's when I was leaning over to smoke the crack pipe.
I wasn't paying attention to it. I must have hit the...
I think we should take a break before we dig ourselves into a deeper hole here.
Oh, and speaking of breaks and what we're going to do on this show,
haven't planned whatsoever.
We're supposed to hear from Moonwolf.
Yes, Moonwolf, who is he's a viewer, he's a member.
He's on the website, he's got his own website, phasmata.com.
Very cool website.
Oh yeah, phasmata.
You got it.
.com, there's a link on our website. Yeah. He's a ghost hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got EVPs.
He wants us to check him out.
I'm super jealous, you know, of any EVPs, because I'm like not good at it.
Because I scanned through all that stuff we did last weekend.
Yeah.
And like I said, I found that one thing, that knocking sound, but I still think it's the hamsters.
Yeah.
Nothing else, though.
Oh.
Nothing. 40 minutes of audio.
down
the toilet. Gone.
Yeah.
And
he's captured some pretty decent EVPs. We're gonna hopefully hear from him and listen to that. So
let's take a break.
We'll take a break and see if we hear from Moonwolf. If not, we'll just keep talking.
I'm watching the phone ever so persistently. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You heard of the internet's newest ghost talk radio show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you dare.
Ghostly talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug.
Jade says, it is the devil's music.
You're damn right it is.
We're in...
Slayer is the greatest band ever.
Just so you guys know.
Carrie, call me. Somebody call me from Slayer.
Just so you know, this is Ghostly Talk. We're broadcast live on Pioneer Radio on Sunday
most
nights.
Most of the time.
Yes, most of the time. On Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also in the chat rooms.
Yes.
If you go to pioneer.rolo.net.
You guys are. I'm in the corner.
Right. I just kind of watch while I'm on the mic.
I nearly grabbed my webcam today, too. I was like, we could find somebody to hook this thing in and play with it.
And do a webcam.
Do a webcam thing. Turn off half our listening audience. They're ugly!
But it turns out we're in the chat room. There's lots of cool people in the chat room. Even though we sort of are limping along because we're only on one Pioneer channel right now. We're on Pioneer 2, I think it is. It's there's a link. Go to ghostlytalk.com. There's a link. Also in the chat room, we're streaming the link so that as people enter and leave, that they can see that we're live. Mm-hmm. And what was I going to say? Oh, yes. You just go to ghostlytalk.com and there's instructions how to get into the chat, or you go to pioneer.rolo.net. Mm-hmm. Remember, we're live 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday.
The rest of the time is archived.
Yeah, if you're listening at any other time, it's an archive.
Mm-hmm.
So Moonwolf hasn't called yet, so we get to talk about whatever we want.
I
want to
talk about something.
Well, let me tell you who's in the chat room.
No, damn it.
Well, Jane's in there. Say hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Ooh, that's really nice. And then, of course, Kelly and Wayne are in there.
Hi, Kelly.
Scott K.
Hi, Wayne.
Would you like some... pie with that, or what's that?
Do you
cheesecake? Do you have some cheesecake with
that? Oh, thanks. Thanks, Doug. Go right ahead now. The show is yours.
No. You gotta help. And of course, Scott K of StagehandTools.com is in there. And some other people.
Elton John's in the room right now. Too.
Elfie's in there.
Elfie.
And then there's other people who I don't know if they're robots or not. So, you know, I know LF Midwood's in there.
Mm.
But he says he's marked as away.
Oh,
so.
No.
Yeah, so some people are away. But there's a whole bunch of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. No.
My phone died.
Look what happened.
Dude, I taped that thing down really good.
I know. Put the things on it.
Batteries.
Okay. I saw a movie this week.
Yeah? What'd you see?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Kidding.
Oh.
Fat Jesus, the mighty. The crazy Fat Jesus. I don't know what
the absolutely insane.
The disease-ridden Fat Jesus was at the video store this week. And he kept bugging. He's like, I got to find a video store around here. I'm like, there's one up the street. So he went there and got a membership, right?
Which one? Is this
the,
oh, we should
not. I'm not going to pimp a video store, man. No way.
Are its initials FV?
No.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Its initials are B.
Yeah, that's not
BV,
my...
BV. In other words, BS.
That's,
BV.
That's not my favorite video store. Okay.
Anyways, he went and got a couple of flicks. Well, he was looking around on the racks in the R section, and he didn't find this video. It found him. That's what he keeps saying. Like, it found me, man. It found me.
It leaped practically off the shelves.
Because I come home Christmas night, and he's like, you need to watch this movie.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you need to watch this movie. This is exactly everything you've been reading up on and we've been talking about and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. It's all tied into one right here. The name of the movie is called Revelation. That was one thing I forgot to do per usual was get the information on the movie, like the directors and stuff like that. But look it up.
I'm sure you go to IMDb.
Yeah. There's an actual website for the movie, too. But the movie's called Revelation. High level on this movie, just to give you an idea. Basically, it's about an object that was created by Hollywood, but based on solid scientific and theological evidence and study and stuff like that. The name of the object was called the Loculus. It's a box.
Okay.
It's a box. Okay. And the symbols on this box are Masonic symbols. There's a lot to it. I really can't go into all of it too deep. So I don't want to ruin it for you guys either, because this movie is brilliant. Brilliant. It was done so well. I never even heard of this movie. It was done in 2001.
and I've never even heard of this movie. It's an English film. There's nobody in this movie you'll even remotely know because they're all English actors. But I imagine in Europe it's huge. I think maybe like somebody like Jeff from Pioneer Radio, Phobos may know about this movie. If you don't, you got to check it out. The movie's called Revelation. Now, this goes on to another host we're probably going to be getting. On the DVD, there's bonus materials. And there's, I mean, the movie's all, it's Hollywood, you know, there's a lot of really cool special effects, but the story is killer. I mean, it's a story. It's a dramatic story. But there's a bunch of, we got a call.
Oh, let's see if that's in.
Ghostly Talk, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Jerry from Thoughts Mata.
Hey!
Awesome.
How you doing?
Hey!
How's it going?
Pretty good so far.
We've been waiting for you.
We need to get some levels on your mic.
We need to get you louder.
He's hang on. Okay, what you got?
You're probably cranking now. Here, go ahead. Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, he's loud now.
There you are.
There he is.
Hey, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Finally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about the last weekend. I really wanted to call in, but I couldn't do it. So.
No problem.
Well, it turned out we had technical difficulties, as if you didn't already know. We had technical difficulties the first hour, and then the last hour and a half was basically classic Ghostly Talk.
Turning the psychobabble, basically.
Yeah, psychobabble. We just had, that was a real classic Ghostly Talk. So it worked out.
Right.
Jerry, I got to say, your website rules.
Oh, thank you.
I had a ball.
I no longer have hair, so I've already pulled it out.
Oh. You know, it was worth it, because that site is brilliant, and I had a ball, and I'm going, I hit it every day now, just to look at something new on your site.
Oh, well, thanks, I appreciate it. I welcome everybody to come.
Check it out.
It's going to be, hopefully, going to have an archive with the EVP that we're going to share tonight, and also video. I like to go on location and document everything that I can and share with people freely and encourage other people to do this, because actually blow you away when you record the first EVP and you hear it. And I know it blew me away. And ever since my father passed away a couple of years ago, I've kept my eyes closely on this topic, because we're all faced with it. I mean, we got to admit that. You know, we're faced with death. And that kind of blows me away. You know, I'm 34 now, so I'm at the stage of my life where, you know, you start thinking about these things a little bit more seriously, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so hopefully with all this, all the time that is spent and all the research and, you know, EVPs and photos and everything, there will be a glimmer of, understanding that comes out of all this, because right now, personally to me, I think death is a jip, you know? I really feel that it's something that it's too bad that we all got to face such as that, you know? But hopefully one day we'll shed some light on this thing and not crack the case.
Well, honestly, I don't know about the rest of the guys here, but I don't really fear death myself. I do. I think I share the same opinion with a lot of people. I fear how I'm going to die. You know, that I don't want to die a painful death. Nobody wants to die a painful death. But I don't really fear death itself, I don't think. It's a matter of, you know, die in my sleep or get blown up.
Right.
Or something,
right,
you know.
Right.
I don't want something gross. You know, I want something... Bye, Scott. We love you. And I'll have, like, dancing girls behind me. Now, that would be cool. Now, that would be super cool.
I see. So the method of the actual...
Stabbing makes me sick. If I was stabbed, I would freak out.
Well, yeah.
Gross.
That is bad.
Gross.
That can be very bad.
Which is very probable nowadays. It's a problem. I'm pissing people off every week, it seems like. And I'm going to make somebody very mad one of these days, and they're going to be... No worse, Scott L.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. But
was that a good sound effect, by the way? That sound like somebody stabbing?
We'll have to find... Well, I wouldn't want to know. But we'll still put your microphone up, just in case you decide to...
In memoriam, like, just like hang my Something Awful head on it.
Sure.
You can have that. You guys inherit my Something Awful head if I die.
Awesome, okay.
You get my Slayer box. No, you don't get my Slayer box. That's going with me to the grave.
Yeah. Oh,
Jerry,
okay.
Is EVP, like, your like the focus of what you do?
Just a portion of it. I like to get out and take everything, the camcorder, the digital camera, myself, others, anything that I, you know, have at my disposal to try to record some kind of communication on the other side. And there's been some really, really creepy stuff, you know, because I know that a lot of people say in ghost hunter circles not to go out by yourself, first of all, because it's dangerous, but sometimes you can't get a group together. So I used my better judgment, and standing out like 2 o'clock in the morning beside a cemetery in the freezing weather. Yes, down here in Florida, it gets cold. And,
yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It's kind of creepy, you know, when you're sitting there and you're not hearing anything with your ears, but when you get back home and maybe 30, 45 minutes into your recording or whatnot, you hear these voices in the static, and they are in response to what you're saying.
A lot of times they are. I find that we found, too, because we've caught a couple of EVPs in our tenure as ghost hunters, amateur ghost hunters,
right?
And they're always very... It blows you away. It really blows you away. When I heard that you were coming on and you were going to talk about EVPs, because that's like, I've been thinking about my role as a ghost hunter lately. Like what I want to focus on, like what I'd like to focus my attention on. And it really has been turning to EVP, because audio is like my life anyways, and I like screwing with audio things and playing with audio toys. So I'm thinking EVP is like where I should be at right now. And when I heard you were coming on to play EVPs for us, I was like, oh, I'm so jazzed about this.
You got to think, you know, you're in a band, Scott L. You know, you're in a band that's all very audio and stuff like that. And then of course we're broadcasters.
Yeah.
So we do a talk show. Mm-hmm. I mean, EVP just seems so natural.
Yeah, that's
right. Yet every time I go out and try and capture some, I get nothing.
Yeah.
Or little to nothing, you know.
Now
we have the girl crying. We have, you know, certain things.
Those things were amazing, though.
They're amazing.
We played them on here. Maybe we'll throw them up on the homepage for people to listen to again. I mean, just to check it out. But. My brain stopped. Yay!
That is a good. That is a good thing to focus on. Yeah. I mean, EVP. It's a lot. It's very immediate, because it's not immediate like as you're doing it, because you've got to listen. Do you find that, Jerry? Do you have to listen to the tape in order to hear these?
Most definitely. You know, we all get. We're kind of. I believe we're all intuitive to a certain degree, and when. I'm not a psychic by any means, but I mean, when I go out, sometimes I do. I get these feelings. They're very uneasy feelings, and if I kind of notate that, carry a notepad with me, and put the times down in relation to what I'm recording. Usually, 9 times out of 10, the feelings that I get. Correlate with the time of the EVP on the tape itself.
And that's a great tool to have. A lot of people neglect the fact that a piece of paper and a pencil
are
very important when you're out there. We don't bring them that a lot. We don't.
Sometimes
we forget stuff like this. We're too busy bringing out. Okay, we got to bring the mainframe computer in. We have to bring the helicopter in and land, and you know we have all this stuff to do, and we forget a piece of paper and a pencil.
Right.
And there's a perfect example that Jerry just laid down of. Wow, look at this. This is the data we have here, and this is the information we have now.
Right.
Wow.
Right, exactly. And it'll help you organize it when you get home. You know, like I say, you know, my recorder does not have a counter on it, and so it's kind of, I have to kind of play by ear that way, so I have to notate it myself. But I want to share some. I hope you guys got them. I just sent the email not too long ago. And did you guys get the EVPs?
We're going to have some problems with that.
We're going to have to pull them down.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull them down.
We can do that, though. Well, I want to discuss one thing. I mean, your recording method.
Because
I'm very interested in this, obviously. If I may ask, like, what type of recording devices are you using?
Well, right now, I'm using just a... analog. It's an analog mini cassette recorder.
Mm-hmm.
It helps because when I'm carrying this stuff around, I'm lugging it around in a bag.
Yeah.
And usually when I get to the location, I'll generally put down the tape recorder itself, because I have an extension mic that I've purchased this thing. And it weighs like, feels like 50 pounds, but it has a long extension on it, and I'll put that down close to where I'm at, and that way I can rule out any jostling of the tape recorder itself.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, on my part. And the thing that the best way to do it, I believe, is to, you know, be very mindful of where that recorder is. Don't stick it in your jacket pocket if it's cold or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hearing all this crazy stuff, you know. And don't grab the microphone and, move it around too much at all. You know, you want to be very ginger with it. But that's generally what I do, is I'll put it down and leave it close where I'm at, you know, say if it's a gravestone or something like that. Now I have recorded EVP without an extension mic, and I questioned that because I thought maybe it was the mechanism or the tape squeaking inside and it picking it up. But
well, yeah, you're going to get a lot. That's why I believe personally that you have to have an external mic at all times.
Right,
That's with analog, which you're using, mini cassette. Now, I know as far as taking pictures goes, we've talked to some people that are dead set against. Now, that carries over, obviously, into the audio realm, too, where people... I just want to get your opinion on this, because I have, personally, I have an Olympus digital recorder. I use a little digital recorder, which is very, very cool. And, I mean, I can upload this to my machine directly when I get home and then analyze the audio that way. Do you have any issues with digital? Or, I mean, would you only use that if you come in contact with that technology?
Well, what I've found, I've done a lot of reading about the digital, you know, images in reference to orbs and how some of the major companies have stated this is a normal thing, you know,
yeah,
with regular digital images. But I've seen enough firsthand photos with a regular camera to know that I can safely say that that there is, you know, something out there.
Absolutely, I agree.
Other than just, you know, orbs or whatnot. When you're out standing out the same area where I got some of the neatest EVP, some of the other members of the group that we're affiliated with went out, you know, just on a whim one night, and I took some photos, and they blow me away. They didn't even go into the cemetery. They stood beside the cemetery gate, and the moment that one of the members decided to go over that area and into the cemetery, that is when this ectoplasmic image started appearing. And you can see it frame by frame in the pictures in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it coming, looking, I guess it was, you know, checking us out, checking them out, seeing what they were doing. And then it started to move away. And then when it started to move away, John decided to ask it, please don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, because they could see it.
Mm-hmm.
In they could see it in their camcorder.
Yeah.
But they couldn't see it with their naked eye.
They actually saw it through the camcorder in real time.
They took I don't know how many pictures they took, but I mean, just hundreds, it looked like.
Oh, wow.
And this thing actually came back. It came back after,
wow,
John had said, you know, come back here. You know, don't leave us. Please don't leave.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to communicate with you.
Wow.
And as far as the digital, you know, anomalies in digital pictures, yes, I agree that, you know, dust and all that stuff, you know, it's going to happen, you know, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
But, like I say, that's when you can go back onto your intuition, your, you know, what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's inside it means a lot. You are your best piece of equipment, I do believe.
And
if you can, like I say, through notating and recording all this and bringing it back together,
yeah,
and putting it into, you know, kind of like a notebook, or say, you know, you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see the patterns. You'll be able to see, you know, I remember, you know, I jotted down, you know, felt very cold here or whatnot, or, you know, I saw this, or I thought I saw this out of the corner of my eye, and correlate that with, you know, your digital images and all that stuff. You'll see that there is actually something there.
I wonder how much stuff I'm missing.
Well,
yeah.
Man. I mean, because we neglect this. We do.
Because, usually after a hunt, we end up at some eatery of some kind.
Yeah.
Usually
we're at the boo bar. Come on.
Yeah, usually to like throw things at each other and teeth. But yeah, but we don't.
We don't write these things up.
We discuss the hunt,
yeah,
but we don't remember absolutely everything.
Is what Jerry is doing. This is pure evidence he's putting down. This is like
crystal clear, because what he's illustrating is a repeating pattern to a certain degree. And I'm saying repeating as in, like, you know, consistent repeating pattern. But to a certain degree, we're seeing if he... Look, I felt something here. Jerry has the greatest point right there. You're your best known tool. I felt something here. I wrote it down. I was run recording. Whoa, hey, look.
Did something happen
something
at that
happened
time?
Something happened at that time. Well, look at this. That is
it would
that's
help,
heavy. That's
it would help focus the investigation.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly. That's very good for everybody out there to take into account also. Jerry.
We did pull down the EVP.
Yeah.
So we do have them. We're going to go to break first, though,
we're
and then we're
going
to do it. But before we go to break, I don't want to go yet, Will. I want to know, you're going to become a broadcaster as well, aren't you?
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. I would like to take once a week, similar to what you guys are doing, because yes, I'm following in your footsteps. I love you guys.
Cool. Thanks. We like hearing
that. I would like to get up, you know, and go out at least once or twice a week, have an investigation and share, you know, what I find. And this goes for there's four other people that I'm affiliated with, and they are also involved, and I'm trying to get their knowledge and everything and apply it there as well. And hopefully we'll get it all together pretty shortly and have the show up on air. And as far as technical, forget it.
Oh, no. Well, that's true here, too, though.
We're all just a... No, yeah. we don't know what we're doing.
Well, once you color code the wires,
yeah,
it helps a little bit. But yeah, no,
drink
no,
lots of caffeine.
Yeah, even Ghostly Talk goes through our own technical difficulties.
We're popping fuses.
Yeah,
losing internet connections, blowing sound cards, boards are going down.
Yeah,
you know, people are having heart attacks in the studio. I mean, it all happens.
It
but
all
that's part
happens.
Of the adventure. It's part of the fun.
It is.
Let's take a quick break. Jerry, stay on the line with us.
Okay.
Because after the break, we are going to listen to these EVPs that Jerry has captured.
Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, hosted by certified paranormal investigators Rob and Bob. Sunday nights at midnight, only on Pirate Radio. For show information, visit us at wparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the hosts of Ghostbusting, Scott Allen Duck.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com.
That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
This is Fat Jesus, lead singer of the band Zero Recourse, and when I have arisen on a Sunday, I will check out the world through the eyes and ears of my boys in Ghostly Talk.
Up and down my spine, same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, love and the spin that I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
Ghostly Talk is back. I screwed up again. Here comes Doug. Here comes Doug. Slap me in the head.
I heard that.
Slap me. Ow. Sorry.
We're back.
Sorry. I didn't say we're back.
Wait, let me do it.
Okay, all right. Here, you go ahead.
And we're back. That's the worst.
It's horrible.
I can't believe we did that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well. That's all right.
January 25th, by the way.
Yes, what?
Kelly. From Enchanted Soul is going to be here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we keep forgetting about. Sorry, there's just too much going on here. We confirmed this a while ago, actually.
That's true.
Kelly is going to be here live here.
Yeah,
in the Haunted Basement Studio.
And she was going to do phone readings, right?
Yeah.
Mini readings.
Mini readings.
Because obviously,
yeah.
First of all, there's issues with doing psychic readings.
Yeah.
Things like some of them could tend to be personal,
yeah.
And a lot of people don't want their personal business all over the internet, right?
Not like us.
But they tend to be personal, so they're going to be kept to very minimum readings. And then, the thing is like, it's going to totally rock
it's
because there's
cool show.
Hopefully, because we do have the live caller line.
Yeah.
and people can call a toll-free number and talk to a real practicing psychic. She's a medium.
Kelly's flat out amazing, too.
She is amazing.
Kelly, we work with Kelly.
She's a medium, so she actually talks to dead people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She talks to
them. So talk about perfect ghostly talk material.
Yeah, we're going to have fun that night. January 25th.
So
9 p.m. Sunday, all that good stuff. 2004.
Yes.
2004.
Another 2004 biggie.
2004. So. Wow. Jerry is here with us.
Yes.
Jerry is here with us. We have a stack of EVPs, not MP3s, but EVPs to listen to. Jerry.
Yes.
He's here. Jerry's still here. What's the first one again, Will? Because I can't remember anything.
The first one is Father's Grave.
Father's Grave. You want to give us a little background on this before we play it, Jerry?
Sure. This was, I believe this one was recorded in October, a year or so after my father passed away. And it's usually pretty customary to go out, you know, to the gravesite, you know, and, you know, a lot of people believe it's a way to visit. You know, back in Victorian times, cemeteries were areas where a lot of people would go for a picnic. You know, they would spend part of their day out there, which if to today's standards that would probably seem kind of morbid, but you know, it's a graveyard is a very, very peaceful place.
Oh, totally.
And they used to they do have a park like setting, which also helps that kind of atmosphere. They were usually located just outside of town. And that's usually for other kinds of reasons, like, you know, so that the, you know, you don't get the unpleasantness, you know, associated with graveyards. Well,
property values go down.
Yeah, and, but also so they were just outside of town, they were a park-like setting, and yes, indeed, people used to go there for picnics.
I wouldn't see anything morbid with that at all,
I think it's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, I
think it's a very nice sentiment.
Exactly.
So you're right.
So, but Jerry, you're going to your father. If I get this straight, you're going to your father's grave, and you're taking these at your father's grave. Am I correct?
Right.
Wow. See, well, I don't think that's very typical. It's typical to go and visit, you know, the gravesite of your loved one, but I don't think it's typical to take a tape recorder.
Yeah. Exactly.
Although for me...
But you know what?
You know,
that's inspiration for me, though.
For me and for ghost hunters everywhere, exactly.
That's inspiration for me. I wouldn't be afraid of that, honestly. I mean,
no, I'd do it.
No. I mean, that's very cool. Let's check this thing out. Let's give this thing a listen.
All right. So we're going to hear this one.
There was a strange sound at the end.
Yeah, I did hear voices in there.
Okay.
Who all was with you?
Well, that was my aunt, and she didn't question why I was carrying the recorder. She kind of looked at me like I was crazy. So. She walked around. She likes to go around, you know, cleaning up, you know, our family's grave sites, that kind of thing, picking weeds out and stuff like that. And I was doing the same thing, and, of course, this thing was recording. Now, this, I might add, I did not have an extension mic for this recording, this specific recording.
Yeah.
And it was sitting on my father's grave. Stone, and I moved over to the side, and I had a handful of debris, and she was helping me with that. And I've always heard, I don't know how, I don't know if this is, you know, a common thing or not, but I have heard of it. Just before an EVP, you will hear either a sudden burst of sound, or, you know, almost like, you know, the entity or whatnot is cueing the microphone. Or the recorder itself. In this case, I've listened to this thing thousands of times, and the first time I heard it, and the last time I heard it, I have the same feeling. That is the voice of my father. I believe either this was a mosquito that came by the recorder itself, and just after that, you hear that explosive sound of a mosquito buzzing by. You hear a voice say, "Go away."
Okay, now let's locate this, because unfortunately we didn't get to preview these. This is like way.
Right.
This is as live as it gets right now. Let's play it one more time. Now you said that. Now what we did hear was we did hear like a burst, like a pop.
So, and it's shortly after that?
It's actually probably about a second after that.
Okay, okay.
You'll hear the mosquito, and just as it would be you and I, you know, saying, you know, go away, you know, the mosquito or whatnot.
All right, guys, let's listen to this one more time and see if we hear it.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Play that again. Let's hear it again. I heard that.
I did.
I heard that. Let's hear it again.
I heard that.
One more time.
Oh, it is definitely
now,
there.
I don't know the quality that's going to come through.
Oh, that...
The mosquito...
Yeah, no, what he did is he then clipped out just the go away at the very end. And it is there. It's, Jerry,
it is
so there. I heard it.
I heard that?
By the time it gets out, though, on the Ghostly Talk stream...
I'm scared of that. I'm really scared of that.
Yeah.
Jerry, you're going to want to get these up on your site, I think.
Right, I'll put them up on the site for sure.
Put them up. Yeah. What we'll do tonight, if you want, we can get in contact. Well, I know you got stuff going on after the show here, but we can get in contact, and we'll link you up on our site and get people over there, because I want people to hear these things like as clean as possible.
Okay.
It's coming through our headphones. I mean, this is great. I close my eyes and just squish them against my head, and I heard that. Go away.
It was there.
Go
it
away.
Is there. And
wow.
It is a man saying, go away.
Away.
Exactly.
Which
go
is
away.
Not normal conversation between you and your aunt.
Yeah.
I take it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
That is just incredible.
What's the next one we got here?
Male scream.
Male scream.
Male scream.
Yeah, this is just outside of Huguenot Cemetery in St. Augustine, the oldest city in America. It's right across the street from Castillo de San Marco, which is the old fort there. And the only thing I can come up with this is the sound that I hear is very faint, and it's, the quality of this one is probably going to be very hard for the listeners to really discern what's going on with this particular one. But if you listen really closely, you can hear, within that static, you can hear hear a male voice say, you'll hear him say either take it off or turn it off. And I still don't know exactly, you know, which it is. I can't discern it myself.
And it's in the static.
Mm-hmm. But you can distinctly hear, right after that, you can hear an agonizing male scream, and it is blood curdling. It is. When I say, you know, I can attribute it to the fort across the street, you know, I can only imagine, you know, through history, you know, what has happened in that area. And spiritually speaking, it could be, in fact, a soldier, you know, wounded in battle. I'm speculating here. This is not being very. But. If you listen closely, like I say, you'll either hear him say, take it off or turn it off. And then right after that, you'll hear this scream.
Let's check it out.
All right, let's hear it. See if we can hear it.
I heard the scream.
I heard the scream.
It was like a what's that?
Isn't that creepy though?
Yeah.
It's like a sound out of Hollywood. You know, only, you know, buried in static.
Let's do it again.
You know, like a scream. Do that one more time.
My God.
I hear the scream. I don't hear the take it off unless you've listened to this a lot more than I have, Jerry, right? I mean,
with the headphones and everything, like I say, if you listen to it over and over, you'll pinpoint exactly. You'll be able to hear something there, but like I say, it's very faint, and in the classification of EVPs, it's really, really not the best EVP,
but
When he says it, though, when he says take it off or turn it off, is he saying it very slowly, like, take it off? Or is it slow, or do you hear it fast?
I hear him, I hear a voice saying, take it off, and he does it like, you know, it sounds like begrudgingly so. It's like, take it off or turn it off. I get the feeling that it's kind of like, well, go ahead and let's just get it over with.
Well, the thing is I did pick up on the off then, because I, for some, in the static, mm-hmm. I thought because that off is elongated, I thought that the whole phrase was then slower, like take it off. You know, that, which is what, if you just, you know, hear before the explanation of your rewind ghostly
mm-hmm.
talk, and
yeah.
here I was asking, was he saying it slowly, like,
yeah,
take
yeah.
it off, and I did hear the elongated
yeah.
off, I didn't hear the whole thing, though, I'd have to, you know, study it through the headphones again. But
right.
that is, I definitely hear the scream, and that is definitely creepy.
So you've got to take into consideration, I'm standing, like I say, I don't know, this here again is part of the reason you guys and myself do what we do, is that is to try to understand this, whether it's a dimensional, you know, difference, you know, if I'm standing on one side of the road, would the ghost have to come close to me to be able to be heard? Would it? Could it be anywhere? And where I was standing, like I say, I was right across the street from this fort, and it is quite a ways. And if there was someone screaming across the street, it would probably be at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
absolutely.
So I almost missed this one because it was really buried in the static. But
yeah.
At distance, you know, I was listening. This is really, really early in the morning. This is like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. So there was no one out and about.
And it was only you at the site?
Right, just me.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And which makes it even more creepy, you know. When you hear the other EVPs, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it has to be probably a directional thing, you know, because. I was on one side of the street, and if, say, there was a residual haunting going on, I might have picked it up in another area, you know, around there, and it could have been, like I say, right across the street over at the fort. Who knows?
So some kind of, like, directional thing going on?
Right.
Yeah.
It very well could be. I mean, I never really thought about it in that manner. I mean, if a sound like this, like an EVP, has a sound in time and space around you, how far can it go out? We talk about if a tree falls in the woods and you're not there, did it actually make a sound? Well, the same thing could be applied here, where how far can this sound come out? I mean, I know if we're like, if the tree in front of the Haunted Basement Studios fell down, we would hear it.
We would know it.
Because we're
yeah.
relatively close to it right here. But if the Haunted Basement Studios was somewhere else in the same tree, okay, well, I'm blowing this one out of the water.
But
say the
yeah.
tree was like 50 feet away from us, we might not hear it.
Right.
Maybe this particular sound has a certain area. It can, I mean, there's only sound can only travel so far,
right?
Within our ear, so to say. We're talking about things that are at a very low decibel rate too.
Yeah. Well, this stuff, you know, besides being buried in static,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably it could. A lot of theory says that the EVPs that you hear
uh-huh.
may actually have to be buried in static because they use the static, they use the noise, they use ambient noise
mm-hmm.
to create the sounds that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, maybe it's just because it is buried, it needed the static, so it had to
mm-hmm.
bury it in the static. But mm-hmm. that's really amazing. And that scream is really
it's there.
Scary.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
So when you go to the site, phasmata.com, when Jerry gets these things up, you've got to hear this.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Gary, we have two more.
Two
what's
more.
The phone
what
call?
We have next?
What's, yeah, the
this
phone call one, right?
Phone call, yeah.
Yeah, phone call.
Right. This is at my father's house. This is, of course, maybe about 3-4 weeks after he passed away. And I took some time off from work and just kind of, you know, I was very depressed, I have to admit, you know. I mean, it's quite a shock, you know, for one of your, you know, parents to die. You just can't describe it. You know, it's like a part of you goes with them.
Absolutely.
And you just keep reaching out, trying to find, you know, some understanding of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And through whether it's prayer or whatever your belief is, you know, I was trying the best I knew how to keep myself busy and moving about. But this, I had so many answer machine messages, you know, from loved ones, people, you know, friends, that kind of thing. There was about 23 messages on there. But my father kept this thing completely cleaned out. I mean, he kept this. This was on the answer machine itself. It is digital. But the first one you hear, there was a phone call. And evidently I was either asleep or either I was, you know, away or whatnot. I don't remember catching this one at all. But when I was listening on the recording itself, just pushing the button, you know, right beside the phone, I could hear my father calling my name. I heard him call my name two times, and I know it was my father. I can hear it. I can hear the timbre of his voice. I know how he was, you know, communicates to me, and when he really wants to get my attention, this is what my father sounds like. And you'll hear in this one, like I say, it is in the recording itself. Here again, I got to be scientific about it. I got to say that, you know, it could be from a previous recording that was not completely erased on the recorder. But I find it highly irregular to have a phone call and then hear my voice or hear my father call my name two times.
Mm,
wow.
Check it out.
Let's see what that sounds like.
You have 23 old messages.
Whoa!
So that...
Oh, I just got it.
That says Jerry?
Jerry.
Jerry!
Yes.
Jerry! Play it again.
Yeah, play it again.
You have 23 old messages.
Holy crap.
Yeah, now for people listening, the first, you know, the
was very
messages,
lower level.
And then the lower level, that's the normal.
Yeah,
that's what he had picked
cranked
up.
It up.
And then for the repeat, after the, you know, after the silence there, that he repeats and he cranks it up,
yeah,
the volume, so that you can hear it. And, yeah.
Well, cue it. Let's hear this.
I want to hear that again.
One more time. We want to hear this one more time, Jerry.
That really gives me goosebumps.
God.
You have 23 old messages.
Wow.
Now this was just a message and it cut off.
That was the whole thing, right? And then that final click is the end of that message.
Right, right. Yeah, this is just one phone call.
Okay.
Where you'll have like a lot of times some of the answer machines, they're designed to not record, you know, blank. You know, if somebody hangs up.
Yeah, they'll just cut off.
Evidently, this one's not the one or either. Because there was a phone call. I'm not saying that my father picked up, you know, a phone somewhere, wherever he was, but I can hear my father in there, and I do
it's
hear...
It's a very low level. I mean, the actual authentic recording, it's a very low level. You got to listen a little bit, and you crank it up.
And you
Jerry.
Hear it. It's
yeah.
really there.
Jerry.
What's interesting is the way phone answering machines work. I mean, obviously, if it, this one, though, was not a tape-based one, right? It's digital?
Right, right.
So I'm at a complete.
I got a chill up.
The answering machine itself really thought it had a phone call.
That's a digital, so it's good. Yeah,
and it really recorded that. That's fact. I mean, it thought it had a phone call, and it recorded that. Okay, that's what happened. And what's interesting is this was after your father passed away, right?
Right.
And it's.
Several weeks, as a matter of fact.
And it's something that...
My God.
...is calling your name. And what's interesting is, if your father was placing an outgoing phone call,
mm-hmm.
during, you know, while he, before he had passed away.
Yeah.
If he's placing an outgoing phone call, the machine would not have recorded it.
Right.
And would he holler into the phone, Jerry, Jerry, twice like that?
It isn't like, I'm talking into this mic right now, okay? I got my mouth right on the mic, okay? And when I talk on a phone, you hear my voice like this kind of, especially because my voice sucks so bad, right? So, that don't sound like it's somebody that grabbed the phone and said, Jerry! Jerry! I mean, it would have been way clearer than that.
Right.
That sounds like something from the distance.
Yeah.
Something from somewhere else. And that digital recorder, because I have one, I don't have a landline anymore, but I had one. I had a phone line when I had a digital recorder, and that thing would not, if that someone hung up, for example, they're all designed this way. The majority of them. You might want to check into that some more, Jerry, and confirm that with us, maybe. But I know mine, if you hung the phone up, ding, it was done.
It stops recording.
Exactly. You might hear the click if they hang the phone up, and that's it. It'll pick that sound up, though.
What really bugs me and makes goosebumps on my skin.
Yeah, exactly.
This would have to have been an incoming phone call,
and
not an outgoing.
It picked something up.
And it picked something up enough to keep recording before determining their silence and then hanging up.
Wow.
Jerry,
this is serious, man.
That one.
Phone rings. Make sure you answer your phone.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it makes me wonder, and I know most of the time it's my idiot friends that, like, don't know how to use their cell phones, and they drop them, or they're plowed, and all of a sudden I get some stupid phone message with a bunch of people in the background. Usually it's my idiot friends, but I've had a couple of weird calls like that where it was just silence. And maybe I should have took my phone and recorded that and tried to pick something up. I'm going to think about that from now on. It's something we need to pay attention to. We have one more here. Will, what's the name of this one?
Somebody Hurt Me.
Yeah, this one is recorded the same night as the screamer.
Is it a request? Somebody hurt me, or is it more like somebody had hurt me?
Hurt me.
That would be
Ouch.
Interesting. Yeah.
Let's check this one out. Well, actually,
let's see. This was the same night as the male screamer.
The same night. This is after I was wrapping it up. It was really too cold, and I had to get home. And what I try to do when I go out is I always, speak to, if there's anyone listening, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. They're listening. I can't hear them with my ears, but, hopefully they can hear me and easier. And I would always say in close and thank, whomever involved, for, being here, trying to communicate, and that possibly I will come back. And please don't follow me home. I don't want to bring anything home with me. Phasmata member Gary pointed out that he spent 27 years in an Eastern Orthodox monastery, and in doing so, it's highly religious, and he did point out the fact as far as like demonic influence. In some cases, the demons can manifest themselves in this way, and to not be closed-minded, but to be open-minded and at least have an acquiring mind, be able to pull this out of the air and make some sense of it. Don't be closed-minded at all. That's not what I'm saying. But anyway, this one here is after I was closing everything up. I got into the cab of my truck, closed the door. The recorder was still going. Everything was shut off. I did not have the radio on or anything. And this one is the best that I have recorded.
Jerry, before we go on to this, I heard a bell ring.
Is it in your house?
Huh?
There was a bell
ring.
About 2 minutes ago.
It must have been the clock.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure, because it seems like, you're a magnet for these things, and I wanted to make sure we didn't capture something right here. So, okay, all right. I just want to clarify that.
So you're in your truck.
Right. I'm in the truck, and I just got through saying to, whomever, please, thank you, blah, 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 but this is the end of the line. Please don't follow me. I was basically just closing the investigation that way. And this voice comes through clear as a bell, it is to me, and I can hear a woman's voice. And she says, someone hurt me.
Let's check it out.
Let's hear it. Oh, it's there.
Let's hear that again.
That is there. Play it one more time.
You know, I gotta say, that's very sexy, too.
Well,
a sexy EVP. I never heard a sexy EVP before, but that was pretty hot.
But it could be taken two ways. I mean, it could be like, someone hurt me, or it could be someone hurt me and they might be crying for help,
God.
That's.
I'm speechless.
That is a clear. That is crystal clear.
It is crystal. Let's hear one more time. Let's just. We gotta do it right,
one more time. And that was just before you turned off the recorder.
Just before. I wasn't expecting anything at all. I left the recorder on. It was sitting in the seat of the truck, actually, beside me. And I was just warming up. You know, it was so cold. And, in the cab of the truck. And that's what really got me.
In the cab of the truck.
You could only see me, when I came back. And I was sitting at the computer, and I was trying to record all this, trying to sift through all the tape. I was about to fall asleep, and I woke up just like that. I mean, we're talking about chills on your skin. That really will put it there.
That is crystal clear.
Like that, after the fact, and you wonder, could it possibly follow you home? Could it be something that, do you have the responsibility, say in this case, someone hurt me? Is this an entity, that has either been murdered? And if it is, what a responsibility for a ghost investigator to hear such as that. I feel compelled to investigate it further and find out all I can.
Was this outside of that fort, the same...
Yes, exactly.
Off the same tape as the mail screen.
Exactly.
And do you use digital or tape?
That's tape.
Analog.
Okay.
Analog. Tape.
So you've got actual physical tape that you can back this up with. I mean, I'm not questioning you. I'm just saying, if somebody from some, university or something comes up and says, I'm going to investigate this. Yeah, I mean.
Amazing Randy comes and goes, hey, I want to see the tape. You can go, hey, here's the tape right here.
Hey, got it right here.
Got the tape right here.
Right there. Exactly.
That one does send shivers up and down my spine.
We need to take a quick break.
All right.
I'm frying right now.
Okay.
I'm like moving. My brain is moving a million miles a minute. We need to stop.
Okay.
We need to talk to Jerry off the air.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Tools. You have tools. Know where to put them? Want your hands free to do other things? Try a stagehand tool belt. Stagehand tool belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMT pouches, radio pouches, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com.
And see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
Hello, this is Aaron.
This is Jennifer.
And something very dark would like you to listen to Ghostly Talk.
All right, I'm still smoking from that last segment.
That was...
I'm still smoking.
Completely uncalled for.
I have smoke coming out of my ears.
Completely uncalled for to come out with all these absolutely wonderful EVPs.
These are just amazing.
It really did give me goosebumps. And really did send shivers up and down my spine. I mean, these...
The phone message, that did it to me.
Phone message, the girl
Everything.
In the truck.
They're all there. They're all there. What we're going to do, that's why I really wanted to go on a break, because I wanted to talk to Jerry about this.
Yeah.
What we're going to do tonight, when we put the archive up, because we know the quality of the stream is not always like... The part we'd like to have it at.
When the archive goes up, it's all mixed down to 16 kilobits and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to suck.
It's going to sound terrible. What we're going to do, though, Jerry is very cool, and he's agreed. When I put the archive tonight, when I get home, I'm going to put these clips that we're playing here live up with the archive, separate files for you guys to download and listen to yourself, and Jerry is very cool.
And we'll also put a link to Phasmata.com.
Absolutely.
Right,
that's going to be everywhere.
Hey, this is the source.
So thanks again, Jerry. We really appreciate that.
I've enjoyed every moment. Looking forward to the next show, too.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do some follow-ups on this, because what I want to do also, we were discussing that very briefly before we came back, I want to take this and take it to the Lambert Lab, the Scott L. Lab, with all my little toys, and I want to tweak on these a little bit and see if I can pull some levels up and pull some levels down, push it through a couple of envelopes. I'm doing these hand things while I'm doing it. I know what I'm talking about. I want to mess with them a little bit. I'm going to bounce these to you, Jerry, and we're gonna make a project out of this.
Sounds good to me.
These EVPs are amazing, and I really want to take this and follow it up a lot. This is very, very cool.
I'm done.
Go.
So, well, okay, the upcoming on your plate is things like a radio show.
Right.
In addition to Phasmata.com, the website, the corresponding website, what's the radio show called?
Basically, just Phasmata. It's not going to be formatted or anything like that. It's just going to be, like I say, it's going to be me and the other members sharing, you know, what we find as far as like recording. We're going to hopefully be able to do this every week. I'm going to have a show every week, but we might not have a, you know, ghost hunt each week.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to and encourage other people. I've still got to get the 800 number set up, and I would like call-ins as well.
Well, look at this. He's like already got the 800 number.
Man.
It took us like a year and a half to get a phone down here. That's awesome.
Yeah, that totally rocks.
Yeah, so I mean that's what it's going to be about. It's I know that when you pull resources like you guys have done, you know, with your friends, you know, and all the groups that you're affiliated with, I intend on doing the same thing, and maybe we can network, like I say at the beginning of the show, and kind of crack this mystery that we're faced with here.
This is what needs to be done. When we started this show up, God, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I remember you were like, here's the plan, man. Here's the plan, Scott. This is what I'm seeing down the road. I want to get a bunch of shows like this. I want to see a bunch of shows start up like this, and I want to see them all get together on a network, and I want to see us bounce information back and forth, and I want to see everybody work together on this. And like you just said, Jerry, try to crack this mystery we're all faced with right now.
Right, because the whole reason Ghost of Talk started... was because how many
we
nights...
We rock stars, don't lie.
Well, that too. But no, how many nights did I sit up all night? And I mean night after night after night, sitting up all night, reading every ghost story, looking at every ghost picture.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like doing this.
It's safe to say that we've seen it all.
And
we have.
Yeah,
we've seen it all.
Pretty much everything on the internet.
Exactly, yeah.
But what happens is there was no corresponding, you know, like, presentation of it.
No.
You know, there was just the websites, which are, you know, flat, you know, and you just don't get the, you don't get the, like,
it's
when
not
we're
three-dimensional.
Talking, yeah,
it's not three-dimensional.
When you're talking about, like, Jerry tonight, you know, I went out and I was in the cab of the car. You know, you don't hear the inflection. You
these
don't
are
hear
accounts.
The
these are accounts we're talking about.
Yeah, and you don't get that with just typing it on a web page.
Yeah.
So I wanted the audio portion of it. I wanted the interaction kind of thing. And that's why Ghostly Talk even started.
Yeah.
And you know, now this kind of show that we just did tonight.
Yeah.
These
are the things that we've set out to do. These are the shows we dream about. Honestly, these are the shows we're like, man, we really got to hit it sometime down the road. We're really sucking with all this stupid conspiracy theory stuff. This makes the froth come out the side of our mic. Right now, the Haunted Basement Studios, we have mops on the floor right now.
Yeah, because this is like we're drooling.
This is absolutely genius. This is brilliant, and it's great. You're working on your own show now too. It's another show to get the word out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's hopefully you guys can help with that. You know,
you guys are
high profile now, right?
That's another thing that's kind of incredible.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's funny because we're like, okay, we're a couple of guys. We're in a basement.
We're
chilling.
Yeah, talking about ghost stuff.
And we were talking about this before the show. We work very hard at this. We really put our hearts into this, and it's really turned into what we thought was going to be just some goofy thing we're going to do, and you know, just like talk about stuff and present information. It's turned into this labor of love that we absolutely adore, and it's turned into a child.
Yeah.
For all of us down here. I mean, it's something we really hold dear to us now. We're like, ghostly talk is my life. It turned into that where it's like, you know, I love ghost hunting. I love the paranormal. I like thinking critically all the time. And that's all I seem to be doing as of late. And it's great to come down somewhere for 2 hours a week and present these insane ideas that we have to thousands of people. And,
yeah,
I know there's probably a few out there that think we're completely insane off our rockers, which is
and
good.
That's true.
We need
to
that.
A certain point. Yeah.
We need that. We need that. We think it's even better that people out there are going, man, I mean, I can't count how many emails we get in a month from people going, how do I start up my own show?
Right.
And we're like, it's great, dude. You can do it under $90, right?
Yeah.
Under 90 bucks.
Under $90 to start to do the very first series.
Yeah, and the thing we love the most is we're just building very, very slowly as far as equipment goes, as far as our professional attitudes go, which is the slowest climb I think we have, because we have more fun doing what we do right now. And I mean, it comes to the point where you're like, okay, now we have this guy standing in front of us going, okay guys, you have to be cool, you have to be, you know, you have to be professional, and I know we wouldn't last.
We wouldn't last for a moment.
Not going to happen. We can't do it.
But the thing is also things like, you know, Phasmata,
mm-hmm.
Ghost Tracker Radio,
yeah,
Ghost Talk Radio,
W Paranormal,
our
sister
course,
show here,
the sister show. They're like coming together now, or not coming together, but they're like presented to the world, you know, via like Pioneer Radio or whatever network they're on. And what happens is, this is stuff that makes every paranormal show have to raises the bar.
Yeah, and we're all doing that. And I don't think it's really a matter of, well, we got to be better than you. No, it's a matter of going, hey, man, let's get it out there. Here's a way we can do it to get it out there even more, to present it in a better way. Because I know people who have been following this show for a while, they've heard the old shows.
Oh, God.
They heard the one-hour format. They heard the goofy intros we did before we had Scott K bring this brilliant song that he wrote for us. And all this stuff, we're going, no, this can't be us. This can't be. This sounds to me. But, I mean, still, at the same point, though, we're still two guys that are down here like, hey, man, we're just a couple guys in the basement still.
But
we just have a better mixing board now.
The only thing that the recent stuff has really helped with is like when I emailed Jerry and I'm like, Jerry, you know, do you want to do your EVPs on Ghostly Talk? He's like, yeah. I mean, I don't think, did you think about it for a minute or did you say yeah?
Maybe half a second. Yeah. You guys are great. Like I say, I mean, it's a great opportunity. And I'm just glad to be able to do it, you know. Hopefully, like I say.
Well, the pleasure was
other people
ours
out there to do this, you know, and come out of denial, you know, and accept the fact that there is a phenomenon out there.
Well, it really is.
And go and try it for themselves. See what happens.
I don't really think it's a matter of denial either. It's if you actually take the time to go out there and at least try it. Mm-hmm. Go out there and just... From a previous guest saying, I opened my mind for a short time. I opened my mind. Now, that she made a very good point.
Right.
Christy.
Yeah.
She made a very good point saying, hey, you say you have an open mind. Do you really have an open mind all the time?
Right.
Or do you open your mind at certain times? So at that time, my mind was open to the situation. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to have anything to do with this. EVPs, for example. This is crazy. How can you record dead people? You're crazy. Well, take a second and at least look at it from the other side. and open your mind to it for at least maybe a few minutes. Or maybe take it to the next level where you're out there with a recorder.
And
going, hey, I want to see what happens.
Well, that's another thing is when I noticed, and I mean, Jerry, you've surfed the net and listened to EVPs, you know, before, right?
Hours, yes.
And just like everyone in this basement. And so, I mean, what's the feeling like when it's your EVP that you've captured it?
Like I say, it's I have a responsibility. You know, I'm dealing with two realms here. I'm dealing with what I think to be, you know, a spiritual side, dimensional side of reality. It is a responsibility. If someone or something or some entity, you know, chooses to communicate with me, I'm flattered, to be honest. And as in the case with this young girl saying someone hurt me, you know, I mean, it's something that I take very seriously. And if you could only put yourselves, or either just think about what it would be like. What would it be like if, say, you were on the other side and you were there, and no one would listen to you? What would you do? How would you respond? Would you feel completely alone? Is this the way, you know, the afterlife is? All the things that we've been told, is it all just a, you know, a facade? I put myself in the shoes of the entity, and I try to be as understanding as I possibly can as an investigator. Also, I have to say that being scientific about things is very important. I'm the first one to jump to a conclusion. But like I say, you know, with material, you put it down on a piece of paper, you look at it, you analyze it, you cannot deny what's happening. And I think it's a really crazy universe we have, guys.
Well, you're talking about, we're talking about EVPs. In case anybody doesn't know yet, we're talking about EVPs, right? One thing I've noticed, I mean, we talked about GIS briefly, who are just a brilliant group of people from Utah.
They're out west, Utah or white?
They're Forte's EVPs. I mean, they have a lot. You can go to their site.
Oh, yeah.
And download these. I forgot what they're. Oh, God. Anyway, go to GIS. And
yeah.
Google. Go to Google.
Google.
Try to find it. But the one thing I've noticed with EVPs is that, well, we've never captured, or somebody, us, for example, or anybody else out there who's doing this sort of thing, have never really captured an EVP with, like, any real length of time. Now, you're talking about air dimensionality and things like that, Jerry. And the frustration, you know, you try to put yourself in someone else's shoes, which is I've never really tried to do it, thought about it that way, which is very intriguing. If you try to put yourself in that person's shoes, or that spirit, or that entity's shoes, and you're on the other side, and you can't communicate with anybody, you can't get your voice out there, you're trying to talk to people, and there's people, you can maybe, they can see us, but we can't see them. We've talked about this before on the show here, where maybe, yeah, there could be spirits all over the Haunted Basement Studios right now, and we don't know it. Mm-hmm. And they're going, guys, you're talking about ghosts. I'm right here, man. I'm right here. And who knows, of hours upon hours upon hours of material we've recorded on this show since its inception in 2001, how many EVPs we may have on there, for example. On top of that,
I wonder,
well, my point was, because I can't think right now, I'm fried, but all I hear, the thing I hear is phrases, little phrases that pop out. And we talked about, for example, in photography, spirit photography, Jerry, we talked about the different types of ghosts, you know, orbs and vortexes and apparitions. And, you know, obviously, you go up the scale, an apparition will require a huge energy output from one of these beings, for example. That's a theory out there, right? And, I wonder if it applies to audio, too, with EVPs. Can these people only get enough energy or muster up enough energy in a certain amount of time to go, help me, or somebody hurt me, or, I mean, someone, Jerry, these little phrases that pop out, is that just they can get enough power? Because I haven't heard anybody, like, recite the Constitution of the U.S. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or the Pledge of Allegiance.
They're
not
sure.
Lengthy at all.
Well, so it must be a difficult process.
Very difficult.
So we've got to try and figure out a way to meet them halfway, maybe, and create Einstein's telephone to the other side.
I think that was that Einstein.
Einstein was Edison. Edison's phone to the other side.
Yeah.
You know,
but Jerry,
I mean, maybe eventually.
You have an interesting way of looking at this too, and I've never heard it. I want to put myself in their shoes.
I'm going
to try to put myself in their shoes. And honestly, I'm thinking about that right now. And from what I've been hearing with EVPs over the last couple of years, I think these people or these entities are frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They're very frustrated because they can't talk to anybody.
Speaking of frustrating, I know you've got to go because you've got to do an investigation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So yeah, I have to say thank you so much,
Jerry
for being on the show.
Pleasure. This is just numbing right now. It's very numbing. And we're going to have this stuff up for everybody to listen to.
Cool. This will be great. This will be awesome.
And
I really, like I say, I've enjoyed it, every moment of it, and I look forward to doing it very soon. So I'll keep you guys up to date on what's happening, and if I get any more, I'll send them your way.
Keep us posted, because we want to know.
We really appreciate it. And we'll be talking very soon, and have a safe trip there.
Yes,
okay, thanks again.
And Happy New Year to you.
You too.
So, because this is the last show of Ghost of Talk for 2003.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on the other side of the new year.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
I haven't been this cooked in a while. I mean, we get pretty cooked doing this show every week.
Yeah.
And I have a headache right now.
The cogs are turning.
I want to take that audio home and just rip it to shreds. Not rip it to shreds, literally, but just open it up and, like, play with it and see how it works. And I'm just, like, I'm tense right now because I really want to get home and do that. So
you
get the hell out of here.
See what frequencies were used and things like that.
I want to really just tear this apart, but I am going to have this up on the site for everybody who's listening right now. If you're listening to an archive, it's right there next to the thing you clicked on already. You're going to have these EVPs sitting right
there. They'll be right
there. They'll be right in the show archives page.
Well, this is, of course, Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L., sort of.
We are broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern time on Pioneer. Pioneer.rollo.net. Mm-hmm. Of course,
we got a call coming in for some reason.
You're kidding. All right, let's see.
Ghostly Talk.
Hey, Mike in Providence.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Did you guys catch that two of these EVPs were saying, like, turn it off, like, turn the machine off, and the other one was saying, like, go away?
Yeah.
Not very encouraging.
No, not at all.
Creepy.
Well, Mike, listen up. We're going to put these up on the site tonight for you guys. I mean, I'm actually very happy that you picked that up, because we didn't think people would be picking it up.
Were you able to hear it through the stream?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good.
Well, what we're going to do is, like I've been ranting about for the last half an hour, I am going to have these up on the site for you to download and listen to directly in your headphones or whatever you want to listen to. So you'll be able to hear these a lot better, hopefully.
Okay.
Is that cool? Is that okay? How you doing, Mike?
Okay.
Good.
I haven't gone out to make EVPs on my own yet.
Okay.
But I went somewhere where I know a lot of people died.
Okay.
Ooh.
Do you know the location?
Pompeii.
Oh, you went to Pompeii.
Yeah.
That was the Mount Vesuvius and the volcano and all that stuff.
Right.
Wow.
My God.
But it's brought an idea in my mind, because it didn't seem very haunted when I was there.
Okay. What, you said it brought an idea in your mind?
Yeah. Ghosts fade over time.
Well,
Interesting. Actually,
there's some theories, because I've been, you know, studying Peter Novak.
Yeah.
And the duality of the mind and the soul and things like that. And when there are theories where when, you know, there's a time that'll happen where you'll find your other lives, you'll find your other selves and become one again, you know, to be a complete spirit or soul, and then therefore you know your ghost that's haunting someplace won't be haunting anymore.
Right, because Mike was saying, does it fade over time? So I mean, if you could accurately record something, which would be very difficult, like activity, like let's put a camera and an audio recorder out there 24/7, and like let's see if it. I mean, what Mike's saying is, does it fade over time? Or
measure ghostly existence.
Yeah, maybe it just cuts off. Like you're saying, where maybe it's just you're there one day and then finally you reunite and you're one again and boom, you're gone.
But the thing is, Mike, there's all those stories about like the castle ghosts of England and things like that. So, and some of those have been hanging around for, you know, centuries.
Yeah, hundreds of years.
Yeah, but it maybe in another 100 years, they won't seem relevant to the people around them.
Maybe not.
You see what I mean? Maybe you can only be haunted by somebody that you could understand.
Huh.
Do you know, I've never thought of it that way,
never,
and it makes sense.
Dude, what are you guys trying to do to me tonight? You're going to burn me out. Everybody's, ah! No, this is great.
But Mike, we got to close the show.
We got to close the show. Mike, stay on the line, though, okay?
Stay on the line. We want to talk to you after the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hang tight.
So don't hang up.
Don't hang up. All right, this is it. We got to get out of here.
All right.
We're probably cutting into somebody else's show right now.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what's going on with Pioneer tonight. So.
This is such a wonderful show, too. We have to have technical difficulties.
Oh, no, there were tons of people listening. I checked the stats. So
guys,
we were cool.
These are going up tonight. I'm going to have them up there in a couple hours. Hang tight. Don't send me emails. Don't throw bricks through my window. Just chill.
Yeah, they will be up there. My name is Doug.
And my name is Scott L.
This was Ghostly Talk. Happy 2003. I hope you had a good one. Happy 2004, because we'll see you then.
Oh, yeah.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835.